The Cazalet Chronicle, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Eleanor Bron. Book 3. Confusion. Polly, March 1942. The room had been shut up for a week. The calico blind over the window that faced south over the front garden had been pulled down. A parchment-coloured light suffused the cold, stuffy air. Polly went to the window and pulled the cord. The blind flew up with a snap. She stood for a moment by the window. Clumps of daffodils stood with awful gaiety under the monkey puzzle, waiting to be sodden and broken by March weather. She went to the door and bolted it. Interruption of any kind would not be bearable. She would get a suitcase from the dressing room, and then she would empty the wardrobe and the drawers in the rosewood chest by the dressing table. But when she opened the wardrobe and saw the long row of tightly packed clothes, she suddenly dreaded touching them. It was as though she would be colluding in the inexorable departure, the disappearance that had been made alone and forever, and against everyone's wishes, that was already a week old. It was all part of her not being able to take in the forever bit. It was possible to believe that someone was gone. It was their not ever coming back that was so difficult. She was doing this for her father, so that when he came back from being with Uncle Edward, he would not be reminded by the trivial, hopeless belongings. She pulled out some hangers at random. Little eddies of sandalwood assailed her, together with the faint scent that she associated with her mother's hair. The dreadful picture of her mother lying encased and covered with earth recurred, as it had so many times this week.